Hello, hello. Hello and howdy. This is Rob Rourke of Texas, coming to you live from my own little office at my apartment. Irritation. So that's why we're going another 15-minute show today, but we're going to go full 30 tomorrow. And that show is going to be about 10:30 and 10:30 tomorrow. So from 10:30 to 11. Okay, let me just go and stop this music and turn that off. Well, like we always say, we like to talk a little politics, but we also like to hear what you have to say, simply because it's your opinion that matters to us. So if you want to call in the next less than 15 minutes, sorry about that, that number is 718-664-9825. And so let's do a little bit of announcement here on Facebook. We're going to let you know that Rob Rourke of Texas is on the air. Okay, and we're going to go to Twitter. Let you know, I am broadcasting live from Texas. It's Rob Rourke. But hey, the idea is, let's be serious. We're talking politics. That's what this show's all about. I know in the past we talked about a lot of things, but for right now we're talking politics. And we're going to, even tomorrow we're going to talk politics, but the point is, we all like to hear what you have to say, and that number today, for today and tomorrow especially, and when we go, sorry about that, and when we go to the 30-minute shows, we're going to be looking at, please call in. That number is 718-664-9825. So, hey, let's get started. Now, I know, come Sunday mornings, we all kind of like to have one more day of sleep late. You know, maybe watch the political programs. I usually try to watch Meet the Press. And I got it a little bit late, came in late on an interview with John Kasich of Ohio. I believe, Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio. And like I said, I came in on the tail end of this. But he was asked a question. If I remember correctly, so forgive me if I don't get it word for word. I'm going to try to paraphrase here. Why do people run for office? Well, what got me most was his response. You got to ask yourself two questions. Do you want to fix America? Or do you want to just get elected? Well, I'm going to say it this way. I want to get elected so I can help fix America. Are my ideas going to make the change? Well, I think they are part of the puzzle that is our government. I think we all agree. The idea of what's going on in Washington is ridiculous. It's childish. So I just got a couple questions to ask. So, Pete Olson, what's your answer to that those couple of questions asked by John Kasich of Ohio? Do you want to fix America, or do you just want to get elected? Where do you stand, Pete? And that was a political opinion from Rob 2016 for Congress. Yes, folks. I am running for Congress. I want to help fix America. You know, we all have challenges that we face every day. And yet, does Washington understand that? Do they understand the idea of people paying their bills? Do they understand the idea of budgeting a run to the grocery store? Things like that. Do they understand that? All they're griping about is shutting down the government. I'm sorry, I have to disagree with him. And I think you all would say the same. And it's just sad that we have government officials. We look to them for leadership, and all we get are fingers pointed across the aisle saying, it's not my fault, it's theirs. Back and forth. That's not right. My campaign, we're going to ask the simplest of questions. Where's the common ground? Let's get to the point of this idea. Where can we meet in the middle? We need to get the job done, not go, it's not my fault. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a headset problem. That's what we're going to ask over the next couple of days. Why do people run? Why am I running? Like I said, I want to fix America. And we're going to start talking about some of the ideas that we've got. And the ideas we're going to toss out and see what you think about. That's what this show is going to be all about. And that's what this campaign is going to be all about. We're going to be as transparent as possible. And we're going to continue that idea in Washington. We want to be there for you. We want to take a message to Washington for you. We want to tell them to make a new difference. And that means get to work. They were elected for a reason, and not just to get elected. They were elected to fix America. Question is, are they doing it? Now, I'm a Democrat. I've also spent time on many different, looking into many different perspectives and political perspectives. And to be honest with you, I've come home to the Democratic Party. My opinions haven't changed, and they never will. But I've always believed in the idea of a government that works. So, yeah, let me toss out an idea. Education. I think we can all agree that one student that drops out is one too many. Period. And so by finding a way to correct that is the objective. We've heard many a politician say the Department of Education should be shut down. Well, I got to use this example. Ronald Reagan said, or it was his opinion. And I found that in a book by Dinesh D'Souza, that education was an issue of states' rights. I agree with that. I'm not agreeing with Ronald Reagan, the Republican. I'm agreeing with Ronald Reagan, the man. The education of our children is an issue of states' rights. All the government's going to have its say in it. I mean, think about it this way. We have a system right now that is very bureaucratic and has many cracks in the floors. So easily, by way of policy, a child could slip through the cracks. Well, let's fill in those cracks. Yeah, you think about it. Let's take it one more step. Every time there's a new president elected, and we're going to get one this next November of next year, we're going to see a new education policy. There's where your cracks come about. Every 4 to 8 years, we have a new presidential election, or a new president is elected. And a new policy comes over the land. And we're talking about education right now. So here's my idea. why don't we convert or redefine the Department of Education from that of a cabinet position to an office of education? Funding to the states is still there. I'm not talking about touching that. My building might be able to save some money by doing this. So they have, and they're given one objective. That is to build a framework of education. And it's passed on to the states. And it's tweaked by the states, by the school, local school boards. And left to the decision of those who went to school to teach so they could teach our kids, the teachers. They are the ones that will implement it. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? What is wrong with the idea of, you know, we can talk about testing instead of every year, and I think we've all heard lines about the testing, in this, at least in this state. I'll give you one right here from Elisa Falkenberg, dated March 1st, 2012. Anyone who tells you they are not teaching the test is either a liar or a PE teacher. And I'm not going to, well, the teacher wasn't named, but it was in Fort Penn ISD. Yes, Fort Penn ISD. The point is, we can teach, we can give those tests every 4 years to show progress. Education, you know, go from fourth grade, you're about to go into sixth. Go from, and take it to the eighth grade, you're about to go into high school. And 12th grade, you're about to graduate. Maybe go on to college. Hopefully you will go on to college. But the idea is more specific and more to the point. Well, folks, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop this subject and bring it back up tomorrow and talk about a few other things, too. But I just want to say this. We are a campaign. We are a campaign for the Democratic nomination for the 22nd Congressional District held by Pete Olson. So if you like what you hear, you want to hear more, you can contact us at rob2016.us or rob@robrourke.us. That is my email. Our website is robrourke.us. Of course, that's www. And all I ask is, if you want to contribute $5. Contribute your time. Because if you, and I'm going to go going shortly here. If you want to contribute $5, send it to Rob Rourke, 2016 for Congress. It's 16201 El Camino Real, Suite 32, Houston, Texas, 77062. If you want to volunteer, email us at rob@robrourke.us. We're going to say this with every episode. Or every episode of this show. Or must just listen to us here. Call us. And that number is 718-664-9825. So we're going to be shutting off in a couple of seconds. So I just want to say, please help. Because together we can make a new difference. So this has been Rob Rourke of Texas. Want to say, I'll check you later. See you tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. to 11. So I'll say good night, drive safely, have fun, stay cool in this heat. Good night, Texas. Or should I say good afternoon? I love you too, madam. Should say good afternoon, Texas, and to a little lady in Virginia. Shortcake, I love you.